ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ब्रह्मानंदम परमसुखदम केवलम ज्ञानमूर्तिम द्वन्द्वातीतं गगनसदृशं तत्त्वमस्यादिलक्ष्यम् एकं नित्यं विमलमचलं सर्वधी साक्षिभूतं भावातीतं त्रिगुणरहितं सद्गुरुं तं नमामि ॐ ह्रीं दक्षिणामूर्तये तुभ्यं वटमूलनिवासिने ध्यानैकनिरताङ्गाय नमो रुद्राय शम्भवे ह्रीं ॐ ॐ ह्रीं दक्षिणामूर्तये तुभ्यं वटमूलनिवासिने ध्यानैकनिरताङ्गाय नमो रुद्राय शम्भवे ह्रीं ॐ ॐ ह्रीं दक्षिणामूर्तये तुभ्यं वटमूलनिवासिने ध्यानैकनिरताङ्गाय नमो रुद्राय शम्भवे ह्रीं ॐ ॐ यश्चन्दसां ऋषभो विश्वरूपः दामै प्रजामै सूर्योभ्राजो दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः मूकं करोति वाचालम् मूकं करोति वाचालम् पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् परमानन्दमाधवम् ॐ साङ्ख्ययोगो नाम साङ्ख्ययोगो नाम द्वितीयोऽध्यायः द्वितीयोऽध्यायः श्रीभगवानुवाच श्रीभगवानुवाच अशोच्यानन्वशोचस्त्वम् अशोच्य तस्माद्युध्यस्वभारत
तस्माद्युध्यस्वभारतः
सत्यम् or sat is that which exists always without undergoing any changes. Without depending on anything else or something else for its existence. Mithya or asat is that which exists only in the present, which would not have existed in the past, which will not exist in future. While existing in the present also undergoes changes and it exists depending on something else for its existence, Therefore, mithya is that which exists depending on satyam, which has no independent existence. The tucham is that which does not exist at all. Therefore, we are talking about only sat and asat. Sat is satyam, which exists always, and asat is mithya, which exists in the present depending on satyam. So satyam is real, mithya is that which exists as though. Mithya should not be translated as unreal. This is the definition of satyam and mithya, or sat and asat. When we say satyam is that which exists always, and which does not depend upon something else for its existence, which means satyam is self-existent, which exists by itself. Therefore, it is understood because it exists always. When I say it has no beginning, it is self-existent, therefore it is uncreated, it is uncaused, it is causeless. It is uncaused and causeless. It exists always. It becomes the cause for all other relative causes and effects. Therefore, Sat is the absolute cause, the uncaused, causeless, absolute cause of all other relative causes and their effects. We can say all the relative causes and their effects are mithya. So here, what is that sat and what is that mithya here? These are the definitions of satyam and mithya, and we reduce the whole jagat, the entire universe, as mithya. The entire jagat is mithya, jagan mithya. The entire universe is mithya. When you say the entire universe is mithya, which includes our body, mind, sense complex, and all the external objects, all the objects external to the body. When you say the whole jagat is mithya, we understand jagat is an effect. If jagat is an effect, we understand the jagat, including my body, mind, sense complex, it wouldn't have been there before, it will not be there after some time, it has existence in the present, and even if it is existent, it exists as though. Why? Because it does not have an independent existence, because it is dependent on satyam for its existence. Therefore, and we need to know what is the satyam, what is the satta, what is the cause, which lends existence to this mithya jagat, inclusive of my body, mind, sense complex. That satyam, the existence, is in fact is the Sat. Why? Because if Satyam, the Sat is the cause and Mithya is the effect. When I say the whole Jagat is Mithya, existence of the cause is the existence of the effect. Existence of the Sat is the existence of the Mithya Jagat. Therefore, Sat is the very existence of the Mithya Jagat. And what is that Satyam which lends Sapta the existence to this Jagat? Okay, needs to be understood. And because that Sat, understanding that Sat, the existence of the universe, the whole Jagat being, being the manifestation of that Jat Sat, has to be understood in order to resolve my identity with the totality, my individuality with the totality. Therefore, that Sat is available for understanding only as the Chit. Sat cannot be understood, Sat of the universe, the reality of the universe, the existence of the universe cannot be understood as the existence, without having understood the Chit. The Sat of the Sat, the existence of the universe, is available for understanding only as Chit. Is it clear? Chit means the pure knowledge, the pure consciousness, the pure awareness. Therefore, that is why when we do the Drik Drishi Veka Prakriya, we understand, when you reduce the whole Jagat into Mithya as an object of knowledge, when you reduce the physical body, senses, mind, everything is negated as Anatma, as an object of knowledge. Even the knowledge that I am also is negated as object of knowledge. And what is that? Because of the presence of which all the three states of experience are possible. All the experiences are possible, and that, the experiencer, is in fact pure consciousness, the pure knowledge. Again, I told you, because of the presence of which any experience is possible, that is pure consciousness, and the pure consciousness, again, experiencing or knowing is not an action on the part of consciousness. I'm repeating it. Please understand. Because of the presence of which any state of experience is possible, the dream experience is possible, deep sleep state experience is possible, waking state experience is possible, all these experiences are possible because of the presence of which, that is pure consciousness and pure awareness. The very proof there is an experience, there is an experience, is the very proof that there is an experiencer. Understand? An experiencer, in fact, we don't say consciousness is the experiencer, because we don't say consciousness is the knower. Why? Because knowing or experiencing, is not an action, it is the very swarupam. From the standpoint of the experiences, the standpoint of the experience, the states of mind, we say the experiencer, the knower, is consciousness. In fact, the knower, the experiencer, the subject, to which everything else is an object, is in fact pure consciousness. Therefore, the knower is consciousness, the experiencer is consciousness, the subject is consciousness. In fact, subject is pure knowledge. We add the pure, we say the pure knowledge as the knower or experiencer. We add this ER because we always need. Like how we can say, light is the illuminator of the opaque objects. Light is not the illuminator of the opaque objects, but the illuminator of the opaque objects is the light. Why? Illuminating is not an action, it is the swarupam. And we say the illumining light is taken to be the illuminator from the standpoint of the objects, the opaque objects which shine, which come to light in the light. Understand? Therefore, consciousness, the pure knowledge, shuddham, swarupa jnanam, chaitanyam, the pure knowledge, the pure awareness, the pure consciousness. Understand? Is said to be the knower. For that consciousness is the chit. Okay? Therefore, the sat of the universe is available for understanding only as the chit. Existence is available for understanding only as pure consciousness, as pure knowledge, as the chit, as the very subject, as the knower of the mind, in the mind. Understand? Therefore, sat of the universe is the chit. Understand? And we say, chit, the consciousness, which is available as the knower, okay, as the experiencer, as pure knowledge, in fact, has no beginning. Listen carefully. When you say chit is the sat, if consciousness is the existence of the universe, okay, consciousness is the karanam. And jagat is the karyam. Why we say consciousness is the karanam? No, consciousness is not the karanam, but the karanam of the jagat is consciousness. Cause of the universe is consciousness. Therefore, jagat, the universe is an effect. Why do we say? Because existence of consciousness is the existence of the universe. Therefore, consciousness is the existence of the universe. Understand? Why? Why do we say existence of the consciousness is the existence of the universe? Because consciousness is not dependent on the universe, okay, for its existence. Whereas the universe is dependent on the consciousness for its existence. Why? Because the entire universe, apart from consciousness, is jadam, is inert. Inert by itself. When you say it is inert, jadam does not have the capacity to reveal its presence. Understand? When it doesn't have the capacity to reveal by itself, okay, it doesn't have the status of being an existent. Understand? So for the jagat to be existent, it needs to be brought to light. It needs to come to light. It has to shine. So for it to be illumined, it is dependent on what? Senses. The sense powers are dependent on the mind. The mind is dependent on consciousness. Whereas consciousness exists independent of the mind, senses and body, everything in the external world. Understand? Therefore, what is dependent? Jagat is dependent in order to be known on consciousness, whereas consciousness is not dependent on the jagat for its existence. That is why in dream state, when in waking state, when the Jagat is, because Jagat is seen. Not because Jagat is seen. Jagat is seen, Jagat is perceived, Jagat is known, therefore the Jagat is. Understand? Jagat is because Jagat is seen, known, perceived. Jagat is perceived, seen, known because there is the perceiver. Therefore, perceiver is, therefore perception can take place. Because perception takes place, Jagat becomes perceived, therefore Jagat has existence. Otherwise, Jagat, without being known, perceived and seen and experienced, Jagat will be as good as non-existent. Understand? Similarly, the dream Jagat, the dream world also is perceived, experienced, because there is an experiencer. Without the experiencer, the experience is not possible. Without the experience, the experienced becomes as good as non-existent. Okay? So the experienced is dependent on the experience to be existent, to enjoy the status of being existent, and the experience is possible only if there is an experiencer. The experiencer is not dependent on the experienced or the experience to be there. Is it clear? Similarly, the deep sleep state also, in deep sleep state, Jagat is not there, Jagat is resolved, still, okay, there is an experiencer. Okay, the experiencer is whether the Jagat exists in the waking state, or whether the Jagat does not exist in deep sleep state, the experiencer is always there. Without being dependent on the Jagat being there or not, experience is always there. Is it clear? Therefore, when the Jagat is, there is time. There is space. Jagat exists. When I say Jagat, I mean the universe, the cosmos, the world of objects exists within the realm of time and space. So time is. In deep sleep state, there is no such thing called time, because the Jagat is not there. The word time factor is relative. It is not the absolute. When the time is not there, knowing the time being not there, space being not there, the Jagat being not there, the world of objects which exists in the realm of time and space being not there, what is there is the consciousness, the knower, the consciousness. Understand? Therefore, consciousness is not subject to time. Is it clear? Therefore, the Sat of the universe is nothing but pure Chit, the consciousness. Consciousness is the existence of the universe. Existence of the universe is available for recognition only as the Chit, the pure knowledge. There is no way of arriving at the absolute cause of the universe without having understood what consciousness is. And this consciousness, being independent, being self-existent, being beginningless, being endless, being changeless. Okay? Cannot be destroyed. Okay? How can it be destroyed by anything? And that consciousness, the Chit which is the Sat of the universe, is the Atma. You can say Atma or Parama Atma. You can say the Self, or it is the Absolute Self. Understand? We know the Chit, which is the Sat. Chit, the consciousness. Now, you know what consciousness is. Chit, the consciousness, which is the Sat, the existence of the universe, okay, is in fact, we say, is the cause, therefore, it pervades everything. It's all pervasive. Why you say we could call pervasive? Because no object of knowledge. See, the whole jagat is reduced to the world of objects means, an object of knowledge means, which object is not pervaded by its cause. Understand? Therefore, because consciousness is the absolute cause of every object of knowledge. Understand? Therefore, consciousness alone lends existence to every piece of object of knowledge. Like how the water lends existence to every small wave. Water is the, okay, water is non-separate from every wave. No wave differs from the water. No wave is different from the water. Wave being non-different from the water, not separate from the water, no wave can limit the water. Similarly, every object of knowledge, okay, having, understand, being an object of knowledge is non-different and non-separate from the knower, the consciousness. Therefore, no object can, is no object of knowledge is different from the subject, the knower, the consciousness. Therefore, no object can limit the consciousness. Therefore, consciousness is free from object limitation also. Understand? One object can be different from another object. Being different from another object, one limits the other object. Then we can say, this object has object limitation. We say consciousness is free from object limitation. Why? Because no object of knowledge can limit the consciousness, the knower, the subject of knowledge. Why it cannot limit the subject of knowledge, the consciousness? Because it is non-separate from the subject. It is non-different from the subject. Like what? Like no wave is different from the water. No wave is different from the water. No wave is separate from the water. Separable from the water. Similarly, when I say the chit happens to be the sat of every object, the cause, okay, existence of every object, is being a cause of every object, no object of knowledge is separate or different from the subject, the consciousness, the knower. Therefore, no object can limit the consciousness, the subject. Understand? Therefore, consciousness, the chit, the consciousness, being the sat of every object, is not limited by any object. Therefore, it is also anantam, infinite. Understand? It is timeless, spacious, it pervades as a, because its beginning, as I told, it's timeless. So beginning, it's free from time limitation. It pervades everything as a cause. And also, it is not limited by any object because it is non-separate from every object of knowledge. the subject, the knower, is always non-separate, non-different, inseparable from the object of knowledge. The word is anantam. 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 Anantam, not anantam, anantam. See, we'll understand the word anantam later on again. I'm going to talk to you about the differences and limitations later on. Now, in this context, this much is enough. Okay? And this satyam, jnanam, anantam, the sat, which is the chit, which is therefore anantam, okay? The pure consciousness, the chit, which alone is the sat, the existence of the universe, which pervades everything, which is not limited by anything, which cannot be limited by anything, which is anantam also, is the atma, the self, the substance of the substantive I. That atma is the parama atma, the absolute self. There is no other self. And everything else is mithya. How can the mithya mind, the mithya senses, mithya pranas, mithya physical body, and the mithya world of objects external to the body cause any harm or destruction to the satyam atma? Or how can the atma cause any destruction, any harm to its own self, even the anatma? Why? Because anatma, the mithya anatma jagat, inclusive of your physical body, mental complex, is in fact satya atma. But satya atma is not mithya jagat. Where is the second thing? There must be two things, more than one, for one to be destroyed or disturbed or affected by another. The second thing being not there, there is no second reality at all. The reality is, we can say one, in fact, the only reality is the whole. It manifests as the whole. And all other changes are possible on the part of the mithya jagat. Anything mithya except satyam, everything else is mithya. And mithya has beginning, mithya has end. In between beginning and end, mithya is subject to changes. That is the swabhavam, that is the nature of the mithya. We cannot stop the changes taking place on the part of mithya. Understand? So, nature of the satya atma is, now you know, and nature of the mithya jagat also you know. We don't try to change, okay, what is not, what cannot be changed. Okay? This is an important thing. Therefore, and we understood this very clearly, I think. Is it clear? Therefore, when you say Atma or Paramatma, Atma is Paramatma. The Self is the Absolute. Being Absolute, we say Absolute Self, Paramatma. Every time you say Om Shri Paramatmane Namaha, when you say, that means the Namaha, the word implies, okay, the self of the mind is understood, then mind being non-separate from the self, consciousness is understood, and the mind is being resolved in consciousness is implied. Therefore, all that is there is only consciousness. Absolutely. Okay? When you say Namaha, that's all. I'm not there. All that is there is only Bhagavan. That is the meaning. I bow means I has been dissolved in the total, in consciousness. Yes, all. That implies the resolving aham, ahankara in the reality. Is it clear? Therefore, here we say, sataha abhavaha na vidyate. And asataha bhavaha na vidyate. Asat de mithya has no independent existence. And sat has no non-existence. Ubayoho api antaha drishtaha tattvadarshibihi. Thus know the truth of that. Now we saw in the previous class. No, tat is a third person singular pronoun which can be used as a name to indicate anything. A pronoun can be used as a name for anything. And tat happens to be the pronoun. It can mean anything and everything. And everything being the reality, everything being Brahman. Brahman is the word you used to mean, Satyam. Therefore, Tat becomes the name of Brahman. And Tasya Brahmanaha Bhavaha Tattvam, and you say, the truth, the Swarupam of that Brahman, the reality, is what? The truth. Okay, consciousness. Tattva Darshi is the one who sees the truth of the whole Jagat, the Sat of the whole Jagat as the pure Chit. And one who has understood the Sat as the Chit, one who understood the Chit being the Sat of the whole universe, existence of the pure consciousness being the existence of the whole universe, is the Tattva Darshi. Okay? Antaha drishtaha means the people who have the knowers of the truth have understood what is sat and what is sat as the chit, and they know what is mithya also. Understand? And therefore, to understand this, the Shankaracharya gave some example, some elaborate bhashyam. We saw that also, and he explained how the Sat is available only as the Chit. The existence of the universe available for understanding only as the pure consciousness, Chit. To make it very clear. And how the Mithya Jagat is subject to change, to make it very clear, he said, he talked about two things. One is he said, Sat Buddhihi and Asat Buddhihi. No, Sad Buddhihi means, because to say that no object of knowledge exists outside of the knower, the consciousness. Object of knowledge does not exist without the knowledge, and no knowledge exists without the knower. Understand? This is a simple thing. To make it very clear, he said, and every object is perceived externally, and there is a knowledge of anything. When you say there is something, that some easiness of something is in fact the existence which is Chit. When you say Jagad Asti, Jagat is means Jagat consciousness is, Jagat knowledge is. Jagat knowledge is means Jagat knower is. That knower is who? Consciousness. Understand? Now I just use the word Jagat, you can say any one small thing. Say his ghataha asti, pot is means pot knowledge is, pot knowledge is means pot knower is, pot knower is means consciousness is. In fact, consciousness is therefore knower of anything, is knower of anything, is therefore knowledge of anything is possible, knowledge of anything is possible, therefore any object is. Any object of knowledge is. And that is when we say, okay, when the object is means, we say object consciousness is, pot is, we say pot consciousness is. Then our buddhi works differently. Oh, pot is broken. When pot is not there, pot knowledge also is not there. Okay, pot knowledge is not possible if the pot is not there. Yes, pot is not there. Pot knowledge may not be there, but still pot is, the isness of pot still continues to exist. Why? Because the isness always can be with something what is. And it can also say pot is, pot consciousness is, and the pot is not there, pot is not consciousness still there. Therefore, sat is always there. Understand? And the second thing he said, and to make very clear, he talked about two buddhis, sat buddhihi and asat buddhihi. Okay, in every perception, in every knowledge, in every piece of cognition, always two things are cognized simultaneously. Okay, in every piece of knowledge, the two things are cognized, simultaneously. How, like, in what, in seeing the, in cognition, in cognizing the wave, always in wave cognition, there is also water cognition. You can never see, when the cognition of wave takes place, always there's definitely a cognition of water. The cognition of the cause and the cognition of the effect. Always two things are cognized simultaneously. Similarly, we say here, always in every piece of knowledge, okay, what is along with what is known, okay, the object of knowledge, there is also knowledge of the subject. Knowledge of the object also implies the knower being there. There's a knowledge of the known, knowledge of the knower also. Understand? So the knower is the same. Knower is not subject to change. The sat buddhi vishayaha na vyabhicharati is not subject to change. Asat buddhi vishayaha is subject to change. That means the object of knowledge keeps on changing. Why? Because the objects are object subject to change. Okay, the knowledge of the object changes. Why? Because the object of knowledge is subject to change. Cognition of the object undergoes changes. Listen, cognition of the object, the cognition, okay, of an object undergoes changes because the object is subject to change. Whereas cognition of the subject, the knower, does not change because the cognition of the subject is not subject to change. Subject is not subject to change. Object is subject to change. Understand? Therefore, asad buddhi vishayaha vyabhicharati, sad buddhi vishayaha na vyabhicharati. Is it clear? Like what? The light is the same. The objects illumined by the light are different. Understand? They can change, but light continues. Illumining light is the same. Like that, the knower consciousness, the subject, is the sadbuddhi vishayaha. The known, okay, the object is the asadbuddhi vishayaha. Is it clear? That was said. Then one thing is, because the knower, the sadbuddhi vishayaha is not subject to change. It can be there with anything. It can be there with anything means, it can be with an object which is existent, it can be with an object which is not there, hallucination, which is imagination, which is illusion. Consciousness can be with anything. Nothing can affect consciousness. Because consciousness always is sat. Is it clear? That was said. This is the main thing. And therefore, tattva darshibhi, ubayoho antaha dishtaha. The tattva darshis, those who know the truth, have understood very clearly mithya jagat being non-separate from the satya atma, and satya atma, okay, being independent of the mithya jagat, and satya atma is in fact the chitta jitya chaitanyam. Those have understood. Okay, it has been understood. This is the main teaching of the whole of 16th verse. Is it clear? You want to know anything else? Anything else you want to know? Gata, pata, etc. I didn't use because I explained it differently. I didn't use the same old examples, but I made what Shankaracharya's Hridayam, the heart, what exactly his is, I have made very clear to you. Is there any doubt? Okay.
The only thing is that one knows it's clear, very clear, when one can replicate what you said. Mm-hmm. And I know that sometimes there are like links in the step missing. I don't know where they're missing, but if I had to try and say what you just said, I know there's some links missing. So it's just a matter of listening to the recording. I don't know what it is. It's just something which is missing. Some step missing for me.
Okay.
Just a matter of listening.
Don't worry, I'll make the step. What is missing? Missing step will be filled up. What is missed can be always, we can retell, no problem. I can reset that, it's not a problem.
See, if in essence you're saying that we know of the existence, that which exists only exists when it is known, and then that is a link between the existence and the consciousness. Is that the link? Only because it is known, it has existence. That's how I understand it.
No. What I'm saying. No. See, let me explain to you this. Okay, I'm not doing it now, not the verse actually. I'm explaining this very important discussion, this is really speaking. How can we say consciousness is the existence? Okay, consciousness is the existence of the universe. Therefore, consciousness is the moolam karanam. Jagataha moolam karanam. Cause of the existence. The cause of the universe, because consciousness is the existence. What is the, generally, how we define the existence of the cause is the existence of the effect. We define it. Okay? We give the example also. Effect with reference to a pot, a clay pot. Pot is a name of a given form, just the nama rupa, and it is an effect. Why do we say it is an effect? Because there is something called clay, which it is made of. If we remove the clay, the nama rupa, the name and form pot, the name of a given form, the pot, has no meaning. Minus clay, the name of the form pot has no meaning because it cannot exist at all. Okay, so we say the existence of the clay is the existence of the pot. Why? Because existence of the cause is the existence of the effect. Okay? Therefore, we say the cause is the existence of the effect. First step, we say existence of the cause is the existence of the effect. Why? Because the effect cannot exist independent of the cause. Therefore, we say cause is the very existence of the effect. Where does the pot exist? In clay. We don't mean the location, the place. We mean without which the pot, you know, what is that which sustains the pot? Now, what this pot is sustained by what? Is the clay. The pot is the name and form. Pot is sustained by clay. Therefore, pot, the clay is the cause. The clay is the existence of the pot. Life of the pot. Life, the self, the truth, the reality. I will produce all the words. Existence, you know, of the pot is clay. Similarly, though we say the whole jagat also is effect. Karyam. We say karyam. Why do we say, why do we call it karyam? Why do we say jagat is an effect, karyam? Yeah, jagat, there are many karanani, there are many causes and many effects. The universe is nothing but constituent of innumerably countless causes and effects. All these causes and effects, all these causes are relative causes. All these so-called causes of many effects are all relative causes, because any cause is dependent on some other cause for its existence. Therefore, the whole jagat is constituent of many relative causes and effects. So, if we say the whole jagat is effect, the karyam, then what is the karanam of the jagat? What is the cause of the universe? Why do we call it karyam? Because it has no independent existence. Why do we call this universe an effect? Because universe cannot exist independently. Universe cannot exist independently. Therefore, I call this universe an effect. How do we say the universe cannot exist independently? Because for the universe to be existent, to enjoy the status of being an existent, it needs to come to light. It needs to be known. It needs to be known. If it is not known, the universe, even if it exists, it is as good as non-existent. Please understand. If people always think, no, even if I am not there, the universe exists. Universe, does it exist for you? The universe may be there, but still universe is not there. See, please understand, if the universe, okay, don't go for the universe. Any object without being known, okay, if it is not known, then it is as good as non-existent. Even if it is there, even if it exists, it is as good as non-existent. Okay? So, if for the object which exists, to have the status of being an existent, astitvam, okay, for it to have the status of being an existent, it needs to be known. Is it clear or not? And the object doesn't have, because its nature is what? Inertness, it's swabhava, nature. Why do you call any object in this world is inert? Why do we say? Because it does not know its own existence. There's no self-consciousness. Understand? And nor can it know anything else other than it. The whole jagat, just listen, how jagat, samagram, samagraha, prapanchaha, jadaha, jadaprapanchaha. It is inert. It does not have the capacity to reveal its presence by itself. It does not know its own existence. Nor can it know the existence of anything else other than itself. Understand? Nothing knows. The physical body is as good as this wall. The body does not know it is a body. Understand? The cell does not know it is a cell. The nerve does not know it is a nerve. What is it? Different names of different forms. The senses do not know that they are senses. Mind does not know it's a mind. The thought does not know it's a thought. My God, everything is jadam, inert. Understand? Everything, samagraha prapanchaha jadaha, inert. What is inert? How do you define what is inertness? That which does not know its own existence. Okay? Is jadam. That which does not know its own existence. Okay? Therefore, it cannot know the existence of anything other than itself. Is jadam. The nail does not know it's a nail. The nerve does not know it's a nail. It's a nerve. The skin does not know it's a skin. Nothing in the world knows anything of its own. That is why it's called jadaha. Jadaha prapanchaha. Jadam, jagat, inert universe. Understand? But what is that? Therefore, it does not have capacity to reveal its presence. Okay? With this universe, being jadam, inert by itself, is as good as non-existent. If this jadaha prapanchaha has to have the status of being an existent. Jagad asti, jagad bhati, jagad bhasate. Oh God, the world shines. For it to have status of being an existent, it needs to be known. It needs to be known. It needs to be brought to light. It needs to shine. It needs to come to light. Therefore, we say, so listen, the opaque object does not reveal its presence by itself. It is opaque in nature and it can come to light only if there is light. If the light is not there, if there is only darkness, the opaque object, even if it is present, it is as good as non-existent. Why? It is not seen. Why it is not seen? It is not known because it is not seen. It is as good as non-existent. Why? Because it does not come to light. Why? There is no light. There is darkness. Understand? But it has the capacity to reflect the light. Thank God. It has the capacity to reflect the light. If there is light, opaque object has the capacity to reflect the light, okay, then it comes to light. It shines after the light, reflects the light. So, for an opaque object to enjoy, to have the status of being an existent, it has to reflect light, to shine, okay, and in order to reflect light, it is dependent on light, therefore light needs to be there. Similarly, the inert universe, it cannot know anything, it cannot understand, it cannot reveal its presence, it needs to be known, but in order to be known, it can reflect knowledge. It can reflect consciousness. Understand? It needs not to be known. For it to be known, for it to be, to have the status of being an existent, it needs to be known. To be known, okay, is dependent on the knowledge. It depends on the knower. So the known object has the status of being an existent only if there is a knowledge of that object. Okay? For the knowledge of the object to be there, there must be the knower. Understand? It depends on the knower. The knower here is the consciousness, the chit. What is its nature, the nature of the knower? Knowing. Therefore, knowing is what? Pure knowledge. What is it? Pure consciousness, pure awareness. Therefore, the existence of the light is the existence of the opaque objects which reflects light. Similarly, the existence of the knower, the consciousness, is the existence of the known object. Known prapancha. Therefore, consciousness is the existence of the known.
The consciousness and the chit is universally everywhere.
Yeah.
So, this chair is also full of...
Yeah.
But it still doesn't know itself.
No.
So there's not...
Consciousness is everywhere, but the consciousness pervades everything. Okay? The consciousness being manifest is not understood. Why? Because the reflecting media. for the consciousness to reflect, to be reflected, it needs, you know, I tell you one thing, everything is made of clay. Everything is earthen. Let me tell you, the wood is earthen, the wooden walls are earthen, roof is earthen, you know, everything is earthen. Glass also is earthen, mirror also is earthen, but which has the capacity to reflect your face? Why can't the wall reflect my face? Wall is earthen, mirror also is earthen. Okay, transparency. Similarly, the whole jagat is pervaded by consciousness, but consciousness as consciousness to be reflected, it needs a transparent manifestation. Mind. Okay?
That's the step.
First this has become very clear, then we'll do it. Step by step. That's why first the Atma, Anatma has to become, Sat and Mithya, the definition has to become very clear. You see, in fact, how can you say Madatma, Sarva Bhutatma? How can you say that? Become, no? That is why Paunapunyena Shravanam. Man becomes subtle. You see clearly. Is it clear? No. Is it clear? Let me finish your first question. So how the Sat is the Chit?
There was a step that you took, which I, again, just half a step.
Okay.
The inert universe needs to be known. Therefore, it is dependent on knowledge. Therefore, it is dependent on the knower. Now, the step that you just then, the leap was, here the knower is consciousness.
Yeah.
That is what...
Yeah.
That's a big gap between those two steps. Why is...
No way. If I use the word, if I leave ER, we say pure knowledge. Okay, pure knowledge. Pure knowledge in which everything becomes known, then it is no problem.
No problem.
Understand? That's enough. I don't want, not antakkana vritti. When I say in pure knowledge in which everything becomes known, means the knowledge also is object of knowledge. Understand? I can say there is light. In the presence of which all the opaque objects come to light, is the light, existence of the opaque objects. Okay? The pure knowledge, the pure consciousness, in the presence of which the knowledge comes to light. Knowledge being there is known because of the presence of which. Okay? Knowledge of the knowledge. We say, because I say ye are knower, then some problem. For us, knower means they should be walking and sleeping and jumping.
Yeah.
Because for us, knowing is always an action. See, why I have to say knower? Because for us, the subject, in the first step, I have to say that. Knower. And Triputi. We are going to see that. Triputi. Jnatru, Jnana, Jnayam, Sarvam, Ekam, Brahma. We have to say that later on. That we will say later on, not now. We have to wait. See, when you say, leave the external objects now. The external objects, objects of knowledge, are dependent on the knowledge to be existent. Understand? So knowledge has to take place. Knowledge is dependent on knowledge. Pure knowledge, knower. The knower is pure knowledge. Is it clear, PTJ?
Yes.
From the standpoint of the known, we say the pure knowledge is said to be the knower.
The knower is only from the standpoint of the knower.
Yeah. But because we don't say there's no knower. Where is the knower sitting?
Is
the light illuminator or what? No. Light is not the illuminator. Like the seer, the eater, goer, runner. Light is not the illuminator, but we say from the standpoint of the illumined objects, the illuminator is light.
Yeah.
Similarly, from the standpoint of the known, what are all known? Knowledge is known, ignorance is known, jealousy is known, hatred is known, restlessness is known, illusion is known, hallucination is known, confusion is known, clarity is known, memory is known, the knowledge that I am is known. Known, known, known. From the standpoint of everything that is known, the knower is consciousness. It's one of us, this refuse, this is a basic step. We have to go for it to become clear. See, clear? Even this will help us to see. And also, along with that, what I want you to understand is, I'm waiting for these things to be over, because we have to finish this 30 verses. Then when you go, we can bring in Ishvara, which will really help you to relax. Just to take things as they come, then you are the strongest. Still we'll be doing what we have to be doing. We won't stop doing anything. Yeah.
When you were talking about subject and object, and you were also talking about twofold cognition.
Yeah.
Would it be true to say that the subject cognizes the subject?
Yeah.
Okay. So the subject cognizes the object and the subject. In the twofold cognition.
What happens? The cognition, whenever there is knowledge of a given object, okay, what we cannot miss is the knowledge of the knower also. Like in seeing an illumined object, an opaque object is illumined, along with the opaque object, what cannot be missed aside is the illumining light.
It sees itself.
No. Just I'm saying that takes place. Of course, both can be seen. Okay, both cognitions, the cognition of the object, cognition of the subject, is cognized by the subject. No, cognition of the subject and the cognition of the object, both exist in what? In subject only. Cognition of the subject, cognition of the object, the cognition takes place. Every time we cognize an object, okay, the cognition of the cognizer, the subject also is there. We don't think of it, that's all. But it's there. And both cognitions are vrittis, in fact. Cognition of the subject also is a vritti. Cognition of the object also is a vritti. Both are thoughts. Both have their being in the subject.
I thought the subject really is bliss.
Yeah.
And the variable part.
Yeah.
A name or something reliant on the isness. I thought the isness is the subject.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not a vritti.
No, isness is the subject, no doubt. But the vritti does not exist outside of isness. Cognition of something, when you say, see, knowledge of the reality being the subject is a vritti.
Okay.
Knowledge of anything is a vritti. Understand, knowledge of anything is a vritti. Knowledge of the object is a vritti. Knowledge of subject also is a vritti. Okay, that vritti, jnanam, does not exist outside of the pure knowledge. Is it clear? It's okay? Have you cleared it out? It's clear? Yeah, that's why I'm saying vritti jnanam, sarupa jnanam, we'll talk about it. I don't want to confuse too many things today. The Sat is the Chit. Chit alone is the sat of the universe. Is it clear? Okay. Doesn't matter. We will be following class sat. There always we can go ahead with that. I tell you, really speaking, we don't. The one verse of Bhagavad Gita becomes clear, completely clear. It's the whole Gita, whole Shastram, the entire Vedanta Shastram has become clear. Shankaracharya himself says this. Bhagavad Gita kinchit adhita Ganga jala lava kanika pita sakrudapi yena murari samarcha kriyate yena tena yamena sahana charcha kriyate. One verse of little bit of Bhagavad Gita is understood thoroughly, clearly, completely, then tena purushena yamena saha charcha na kriyate. Then he won't argue with the Lord, Yaman, I won't come, don't come and take my life. He won't, that means what? He will be free from fear of death. He will be absolutely protected. Because knowledge is protection. In knowledge he feels protected. He is strong. And he won't wait to, he'll await Yama. Come on, how are you? When are you coming? Anytime ready. That means he'll be free from fear of death. That implies one being free from fear, one being free from anxiety. Once you're free from all forms of anxieties, then you're free. No, that is what is said. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat.